This is a podcast. This is a podcast. This is podcast. What was that? It's Art Attack inspired.
I have a question for you. It's kind of a warm-up question, but who knows?
Okay.
If you want a housekeeping robot that could do every household task from picking up your clothes to shopping for food and cooking dinner, what would you still want to do yourself?
None of those things.
Is there any household task that you wouldn't give a robot?
Sometimes I like to clean the windows. That's satisfying.
What do you mean,
clean the windows? Get them all streak-free.
I don't know about this.
Get the vinegar and the newspaper glass. Out. Yeah.
The glass itself.
The windows. I like to clean my Windows 95. I like to defragment my old computers. I did actually like to do that.
I was going to say that actually might be. What about, remember the old monitors and what was the thing?
Degauss.
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 Yeah.
However you want to say it.
I can't even explain what it was to people who don't know, but you should Google it and watch a YouTube
makes
video.
Makes your monitor all gerbily for a second.
Yep, gerbily.
And then it looks better.
What was the question? Housekeeping robot. Is there any household task that you would not give to a robot? I think that's a better question for you.
No, I don't know what you do other than the windows. Maybe sometimes I like to iron my shirts. That's kind of fun.
I hate ironing shirts. It takes me like half an hour per shirt.
It takes way too long, no matter how good you are. And
that's not true.
And it's boring after like the first maybe couple.
Yeah.
I like to do the first one, and then by the second one, I'm in my groove. And by the third one, you're like, oh, I'm done with ironing.
I think I might like it if I wasn't in a rush every time. I was like, I can't remember the last time I was ironing a shirt and not like, fuck, this shirt is so wrinkly. I have to be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah. You've developed a bad relationship with ironing.
Yeah. What about lawn mowing? What about gardening?
I've done enough lawn mowing in my day to serve me for the rest of my life, I think. No, you don't want grass. I learned that the hard way.
Why don't I want grass?
Because that is not enough area to actually do anything with, like play soccer or put a badminton net up. So it's just going to grow and you just have to cut it.
But what else would you put there?
Mulch.
Like you want to be one of those all gravel front yards?
River rocks, paved stone, anything.
You wouldn't do that. More you say driveway. You would, but you wouldn't do that. You have to have something.
I would make your front lawn into an extra driveway in a second.
Yeah, that's not allowed. It's not allowed here in
that's bullshit.
Oppressive city of Toronto.
Yep. #communism. #communism. That's not. Yeah. No.
That's not
no.
Communism.
Yes.
Actually, you know
this
what?
This is a fascist dictator.
Do you remember what it was you said? There was something that you said on one of the earlier episodes that I was like, that's not what that is, or that you don't know what that is. I think it was Buddhism, maybe.
Pretty sure I know everything about Buddhism, so I'd
anyways,
never say anything wrong.
Correction for the audience. Jeff was right about whatever stupid thing he said about Buddhism that I laughed at him about, by the way, because I looked it up.
That all life is suffering.
Yes.
Life is just suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was an actual tenet of Buddhism.
And now you're a Buddhist.
Yeah, I've been getting really into it. That's why my head's shaved like this and why I'm wearing, it's not a robe, it's an orange hoodie, but I'm getting
it's long. It's extra long.
Yeah. I don't enjoy any household tasks. When we moved into this house, we didn't have a dishwasher. And when we first moved in, I was like, I used to not have a dishwasher. I don't mind washing dishes. Like, that's not a big deal. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Dishes are the worst. And they're the worst because of touching food bits at the bottom of the sink.
I have a question for you. When you're making a meal and there's chicken involved, do you enjoy touching the raw chicken?
No, I'm not a chicken toucher.
That's not the same question I asked, but thank you for clarifying.
Raw or feathered? Steer clear.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Houseplants. Take a plant from outside and put it in your house. To prevent the otherwise certain extinction of the blue whale, what would be the longest time you'd be willing to spend as a quadriplegic?
What?
I thought you'd like this one.
Do they think we're all friggin' marine biologists now? How about 0.0 days? I will not live without limbs for 30 seconds to prevent a whale from dying.
Here's a
good question for you. What are whales for? It'll tell you what my hands are for.
It's the extinction of all the whales, all the blue whales.
Again.
Are you serious?
Why is that sad?
You wouldn't spend a day as a quadriplegic. Just all it means is you can't move below the neck for one day. You don't even have to go to sleep at night. Just from the moment you wake up until right before bed.
Okay, I'll give you one day, but I get anything I want. I get to live. I get to live in a VR headset.
Let's add time gradually and see if you'll take it. What if you just had to... What if you
That's
just had
my
to,
max one day, best case scenario.
What if you just had to go to sleep that night, still quadriplegic? But you knew
fine,
that you
whatever. I'm asleep. I'll probably sleep better than I do now with my stupid
feely limbs.
Yeah, stupid feely limbs is getting all itchy and whatnot.
I'd do it for like a week to save all the blue whales.
You're gonna shit in a bag for a week. For the whales.
It's not even that you don't care about whales. It seems like you have something against whales.
You're right. I hate the whales.
How about
nuke the whales?
How about you pick, what if we pick another animal that you like?
It's gonna be tough.
What if it was your own dog?
To keep him alive, I had to be quadriplegic.
You,
every day that I was quadriplegic added one day to his life.
I mean, we could do it that way.
Nah, fuck it. Gotta say goodbye sometime.
Okay, but how about this? He's gonna die tomorrow. Unless you go quadriplegic for how long?
Well, how long does he live for?
His life, it's a sudden death thing. Like, he either dies tomorrow or his life is unchanged.
I'm going to have some kind of guarantee that after I go through with this, he's guaranteed X number of days or years. But, I guess I could go a day so that car can not run him over. Or whatever.
One day still. Your own dog.
Oh, a day and a half.
36 hours.
Until I get really, really bored of being in a wheelchair.
Yeah. It would be harder. I mean, I said a day at first because I feel like I could go a whole day without needing, like, to go to the bathroom, you know? Like, if I had to. As a challenge.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I said a day because...
Until you can't just lay there peacefully anymore.
How long could you lay? How about this? How long could you lay still? You're not a quadriplegic, but you have to lay perfectly still.
But wait.
You can still feel your
this
body.
This is to save the whales again?
No, this is to save Duncan, your dog.
You just have to lie really still.
Yes, someone said you have to lay extremely still for 24 hours. Would you do it to save Duncan's
life?
This
is fucked up. I have a lot of questions for this guy, but...
It's just what he's into.
I'd be like, all right, I'll try. I'll try and lie still, I guess, as long as I can. But then I'd probably... My nuts would probably itch or something, and I'd forget.
You never had headgear as a child?
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
No. Do they do that anymore?
They must have figured out something. It's got to be for only really poor parents now.
What was that for?
Or...
What was the headgear for?
Braces, when they couldn't get enough leverage on your... By wiring your teeth to other teeth, so they had to... somehow rig it up to the back of your head.
Yeah.
Feed wires around. I don't really know how it worked.
Yeah, we should look that up.
I think it was honestly partly just to punish the child.
Probably.
There's no way modern science, like, doesn't have a better way.
So they took the parents in a room and they're like, how hyper is your child? Do you want us to put the headgear on?
Honestly, it's pretty handy. He'll get caught on, like, coat sleeves.
Can't run away from you anymore.
Yeah.
We find that kids act up 50% less with the headgear on. The others go crazy. But
either way, they're always quieter.
If you had to tattoo your arm with a message to yourself, what would you write?
Don't trust Teddy?
Is that a reference? I don't know.
I think that's a reference to Memento. I tried.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen Memento in so long. I don't remember what even he's trying to get to.
I also forget. I only know the premise.
It's interesting that
something
we
about his wife. Hold on. Rolls up sleeve. I get that. That's what I get. It's the plot of Memento.
Yeah. I was going to say, it just says, don't forget Memento.
Question for you, sir. If your teenage son died in a freak accident and you wanted another child, would you rather clone an identical twin of your dead son or try to have another child naturally?
Why did you ask me that with such malice? When you said when you said dead son, it was like you were going to kill him.
Well, that's a follow-up. What okay. If I killed him?
Okay. The question is, would I want a clone of my son or would I want to just start fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Like my gut is start fresh. I feel that cloning opens up a whole set of things that I'm not ready for.
Definitely. I agree. Both potentially cool and horrifying.
Mostly horrifying? What's cool?
Yeah, they do skew towards the terrifying, don't they?
Death wouldn't mean anything if you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Well, okay. It's not a replication. So, if you clone, it's still a newborn baby fresh brain.
So, this is the question.
Yeah.
Like, does he retain his memories?
Right.
I realize that, like, scientifically cloning... Well, I don't know, actually, but right now, when they say cloning, there's no memories being...
Right.
Yeah.
Except for the genetic memory of your assassin heritage. From what I've learned from Assassin's Creed, it's buried in there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, again, we get into all sorts of science fiction problems. But if he didn't have memories, then what's the point? I think we have to assume for this question that he has his memories, because, like, then you're just having another... And also, he's 16 or a teenager, right? Mm-hmm. So, if he doesn't have memories and you clone a 16-year-old, like, can he function? Or is it like a baby? You know what I mean?
Okay, well, if there's an option to just regrow your 16-year-old with a blank slate of a mind... Definitely not. That's the worst case.
I thought you were going to say, I am down.
No, that's super horrifying and cruel.
So we have to assume that he retains his memories then.
I'd say no. No, I don't think that's the question. I think it's still a question of, would you want like an identical looking child?
No, the question definitely implies... that he retains his memories, I think.
Okay, well, let's go with that then.
Well, okay, yeah, for now. We'll go okay. With, for now, he retains his memories. You just get a copy, yeah, like, in
just,
the mail.
Yeah, you're just like...
You cut him out of his, like, sack of goo or whatever. Yeah. He yeah. ships in.
Yeah. Plug him into your Tesla charger, and 36 hours later, he's right where you left off.
Does he remember dying?
Oh. He doesn't at first.
Yeah, exactly. My answer is no. I wouldn't do it, no matter what.
Oh, I think you would, though. When it came down to it. Theoretically, when he doesn't exist, like in your mind now, you say you wouldn't. But I think if it came down to it and you had the option to just... literally continue his life, most parents would do that, right? I think I would.
No, because of the nightmare scenario.
Okay, well, if he was the first to try this, if we were the beta group for this project, absolutely not.